In today's Gospel reading, Peter recognizes Jesus as the Messiah. You are the Christ. Then Jesus begins to teach that he, Jesus, must suffer and die but will be raised to a new life after 3 days. Peter doesn't like this idea. Jesus does not back down but continues to challenge. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. Not only will Jesus suffer out of love, but he invites his followers to do the same. He teaches us that emptying ourselves in love for God and others is the way to new life. That is God's way. Jesus shows us the way. Jesus even loved those who rejected his love and put him to death. He loved those who were his own, and he loved them unto death. He invites us, do this in memory of me. When we surrender our lives out of love for God and others, we will receive new life. Is that not what the Christian belief in resurrection is all about? God will not be outdone in love. Jesus, even in his death, his surrendering, his emptying himself out in love, was given the new life of resurrection. The words of the prophet Isaiah today seem apropos to Jesus as he journeys toward Jerusalem where he will die. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheek to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. I wonder if we need to apply this to a broader view of dying and rising. When we look at the evolution of life on earth, we see that there have been times of great destruction and death. Scientists tell us that about 60 million years ago, a huge asteroid struck the earth, destroying the majority of life on the planet, including that of the dinosaurs. Had that extinction event not happened, the new life of humanity may never have come into existence. Today we witness the gradual destruction of life on Earth. Another extinction event may be happening right now. We are told that if the Earth's temperature rises more than 1.5 degrees Celsius, the Earth's weather may become so unstable that countless human and other life will be lost. We are consciously part of the Earth and universe that is on a long journey toward fullness of life with Christ, life beyond this world, yet in some way still part of the material creation. Is it too much to say that God, present throughout the created earth, surrenders himself in love through the earth to rejection and death, which will result in new life upon the planet? Because we love God and others, we can give up our lives in love. Because God loves, God empties God's self for us even when we reject him. Because God loves us through the earth, God will gradually emerge new life on earth even when we crucify the earth. Today's responsorial psalm is a profound meditation on life and death. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice in supplication, because he has inclined his ear to me. I called upon the Lord, save my life. I was brought low, and he saved me. For he has freed my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I shall walk before the Lord in the land of the living, in the fullness of life. Jesus, journeying toward Jerusalem, where he will suffer and die, where he will be rejected even though he loves, invites us to follow him. Whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. Jesus shows us the way of passing into new life. It is by surrendering our lives or dying to ourselves in love for others, God, and even the earth. Today we pray, Lord, help us to love and to surrender our lives into a deeper love that is you.